I'm now called the board back in session. Next case, please.
The next application is case number 11578, the application of Harry Cunningham seeking a variance for a reduction in the rear yard setback based on section 115-25C of the Sussex County Ordinance. Property is located west of Will King Road, Route 288, being northwest corner of South Acorn Way, approximately 150 feet south of Whitetail Way, and being more specifically lot 110, Oakwood Village Subdivision. The 911 address of 22410 South Acorn Way, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1 Agriculture Residential. The tax map ID is District 234, Map 6, Parcel 74. On this application, they are requesting a 3-foot variance from the required 5-foot rear yard setback for an open deck, and requesting a 16.25-foot variance from the required 20-foot rear yard setback for the screen porch addition. Gentlemen, in this application, there were no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returns.
Thank you.
We don't have much of a building envelope there. Jeez.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Can you state your name and address for the
record? Harry Cunningham, 22410 South Acorn Way, Lewis.
Thank you. Gail Cunningham, 22410 South Acorn Way, and Lewis.
Swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
We're requesting a variance for a back property line, basically so we could build a screen porch and also a small deck beside it. We love the outdoors, but unfortunately the house we bought didn't give us enough setback to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you should have a plan. That shows.
Yep.
That's what we're going to do.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, anyway, the property line behind us, which is a setback property line.
Everybody awake?
Is a common area. The whole backyard is common area. The side of the house is a road that goes in and out. And the left side of the house, as you face it, is a house about 22 feet from our house.
Okay. All right. Okay, let's see if there's any questions from members of the board. Let's start with you, Mr. Workman.
How far are you from the line with the deck?
Excuse me?
How far are you from the line?
You right on the line?
No, we're about 2 foot off the line at the right side. And as you go towards the other line, the back line is at an angle, and we're probably maybe 5-6 foot over in that area.
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
How long have you owned the house?
January we moved in.
When you bought it and you saw that there wasn't a screen porch and deck, just assume that you could do it, or?
No, we realized that we wanted to do it after we moved in.
And when we bought the property, it was just a lot. They were just developing. So there were no roads or anything there for us to see where the house would physically be on that lot. So we didn't really have a good concept of how the house was going to be laid out or how the yards was going to flow. And unfortunately, the backyard, most of the house is in the back, so most of our yard is toward the front, and we're limited in the back access. But we do have the common area that adjoins the back.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Hudson?
No question.
Mr. Reggers?
I think if they address the criteria for a variance for the board, okay.
Thank you.
You do that, and then maybe I have a question after that.
No problem.
You do that now?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Oh, wait, I missed that again.
The criteria for a variance?
Oh, you want him to address that? I thought we were finished.
There might be a question in there that the board wants to ask or elaborate on or whatever.
Well, our major problem is the lot size and shape. Where the house sits in the back left corner, we have probably 26 foot from the front of the house to the street that actually curves.
Right.
So we got the street on one side, we got common area beside us, and of course, neighbors on the other side. And after we bought it, we didn't buy it, we're buying it, we realized that it's nothing to do there, because on the side that's open to the road, they have a buried propane tank. They have a
air conditioning unit,
and a lot of electrical stuff over there.
Number two
is because of the condition of the home's location, a variance is required to build a screen porch and deck.
It looks like you say the homeowners association approval.
We haven't yet. No.
No, but what is the setbacks for the homeowners?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
They're based on the site plan that their fronts are 25 and their sides are 10.
Oh, okay.
And the rear's 10.
Yeah, I think the existing setbacks on the back and the left side. At that one corner, it's 11, and of course, the line angles away from the house.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, I think, is 12 foot as it exists.
Okay, go down to number three. Keep going down your list.
Okay. This condition exists because of the existing design of the property, the way the.
Now he's waiting for
him. Oh, three, huh?
Yeah, now he wants four.
Okay. The final project will not alter the character of the community or anything because a lot, I'm saying probably 15 to 20% already have screen porches and decks on them.
Okay. All right, next one.
This would be the minimum regulations issue for this project, the variance.
Okay. Further questions, members of the board?
Yeah, I have a question, Mr. Lank. He makes a statement here that there's a lot of home sites there already installed screen porches and decks and sheds. Is there any variances in that area that you can see?
Mm-hmm. No, I couldn't tell.
Okay.
The development, I don't know how old the development is, but we just bought the lot July of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And the house was built, and we didn't move in, but we had settlement at the end of December.
Okay.
We just moved in the mid January.
Okay. The reason I ask that is that there are odd shaped lots all through that area.
Yeah.
You have much room there to build anyway, where they're at.
And for some reason, most of the homes, and I don't know if that was by design, but most of the homes have all common area behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very close to the property line.
Okay. Again, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Sharp, do you have any? Okay. And hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Excuse me. Again, Chair will entertain a motion. All right.
Mr. Chairman, in thinking this further, I would like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,576. There is, in the uniqueness of the property, I definitely see, and we certainly can all can see that on the survey, that the lot is quite a different shape than most lots. Not giving a building area, very much building area in that area. And I think the variance is reasonable, enable reasonable use of the property. I believe the deck is something that is put on the screen porch in most homes. And the practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant because of the lot and what you had to build with within the building envelope. And I believe the essential, the variance will not alter essential character of the neighborhood. If we look at the plans of all the other neighborhood homes that have lots in there, they're odd shaped, as has been stated, and also the requested variance is a minimum number for relief.
Okay, that was second to that motion.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,578. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,578 is approved.
Thank you.